I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Utah's sports leader. This is KZNS AM Salt Lake City.
KZNS FM Colvin 97.5 1280 The Zone.
And The Zone Sports Network.
What's that?
Whether it's the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, or Aggies, these guys have got you covered.
Time to eat, fellas.
You're locked on to Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
1, 2, 3, move it.
On 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. There's a box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65. Still waiting.
Jake and Ben,
97.5
and 1280 The Zone.
Jake, I have a question for you.
Yeah. Is it based on the report you just told me?
No.
About? Okay.
No, it's not based on lies. It's somewhat based on, again, I'm not trying to feed into this because I really don't, there's no basis here other than at one point Tim McMahon and Brian Windhorst talked about the idea that GMs around the NBA think that Donovan Mitchell may at some point in his career want to play in a bigger market, whatever. And I'm not dismissing that, but just that was a report. I'm not trying to build on it. Who's the happiest athlete in the world today based on stardom, geography, and success?
Probably got to be LeBron, right?
They suck. Laker, he'd apologize to the fan base this weekend.
Yeah, but I don't think basketball is that high on his priority list.
Maybe not. Okay, so but that's what I'm like. I'm not saying like who's the most content person.
I mean,
which player is the biggest star in the biggest city and is winning and is like getting everything that we think of when you want to be the superstar athlete?
But yet,
who's Babe Ruth? Who's Michael Jordan?
But the answer could be Giannis, because he honestly had a chance to.
Okay.
Pick
that's a good
somewhere
answer.
Else, and he likes Milwaukee, stayed in Milwaukee. The chicken nuggets thing, I mean, Giannis may be the most well-adjusted person on the planet,
correct,
let alone athlete.
I'm with you. He's an amazing person. Just as from like the way he conducts business is very fascinating. Seems happy, loves his family, lost his dad, of course, but it's like loves his mom, keeps his brothers close.
Been through it. He's been a refugee, for
right,
crying out
right.
loud.
I mean, has just had an incredible growth pattern, and he lives in Milwaukee.
Yep. But I don't think Giannis wants the marketability that maybe he would be getting.
Like I'm just trying
else.
To think who is the Joe Montana
who has it all?
Like Joe Montana at one point and in the history of athletes,
okay,
Jake,
so
who has ever had it all? Like there are certainly some.
Tom Brady in Tampa. That might be the answer.
But like have you been to Tampa?
It's Florida, it's lovely down
it's
there.
It's not lovely down there. It's Tampa.
I've been to Tampa.
Tampa's
it didn't
awful.
Seem that bad.
Tampa's terrible. Tampa is a terrible city. Like, it's not a healthy city.
Not where he lives.
It's correct. He lives in St. Petersburg, which is a great city. I'm sure he lives in St. Petersburg. It's like the nice town that's right next to Tampa where all the money is. Tampa is bad. People don't want to live in Tampa. Like, unfortunately, and I'm not trying to run a city down, but like,
you
don't go to Tampa. When you're moving to Florida, you don't say beautiful Tampa. You think South Beach, but those places aren't close to each other.
No.
Those are other sides of the state.
I think Busch Gardens.
You think like, yeah, it's just not a cool part of the town. Like, going to a Rays game is really fun, and you don't want to like go to the town after you go to a Rays game. You're like, hey, let's go party in the city. That's not how you do it. I'm just trying to think of where is the best superstar player, superstar city, superstar franchise that's also winning right now.
I would have said when he was playing, Derek Jeter probably would fall into that
Jeter
category.
I mean, you could say Brady in Boston with the Patriots easily. Boston's an all-time town. You know, it's a huge sports town. The Patriots are a major franchise, and he was winning Super Bowls all the time. Like, that easily could have been the case. And even then, he wanted out. He wanted out of Boston. So we try and think of, like, perfect situations for people, perfect situations for athletes. You're right. Maybe the best one ever is Jeter.
Because MJ was a guy from North Carolina, which does not have a whole lot in common with Chicago, even though he became all of a sudden Mr. Chicago.
And, like, put the Bulls on the map. The Bulls were the worst. I mean, the Bulls were the Sacramento Kings when they drafted Michael Jordan, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he turned them into this, like, dynasty, this franchise that's still, you know, viewed as, like, one of the best franchises in the NBA.
And he still lives there, right? That's still his number one spot. I know he's got homes all over the country, but...
But, like, I think that counts, though. Michael's great. Yeah. Chicago's a great city. He was the best athlete, and they won 6 championships in 8 years. I'm just, like, as we try and find perfect situation, where are you going to be happy? When do you finally catch the carrot as anybody that's being dangled in front of you, even as an athlete? Like, what NBA player right now is doing it?
But the problem with this line of thinking is that very few people on the planet, let alone very few athletes, think this way. Because the grass is always greener for
Correct.
Everybody.
Right.
And so, like, if
we're... Oh, yeah, we're asking them to have perspective on the carrot.
Right.
They don't know the carrot's being dangled. They don't know that the carrot's on a string that's 5 feet in front of them that they can't ever catch.
How many players played for Jerry Sloan and hated it?
Correct.
Until
every
they left.
Single one of them.
Until they left.
Like 95%
of them. And then they all said, wow.
D-Will.
I really had a
DeSean going. Stevenson. Greg Ostertag. Like, yeah, all the malcontents come back and say, like, I had it pretty good. I've
Howard Eisley, Shandon Anderson, all these
Correct.
Players that had no idea how good that they had it with the coach until they went somewhere else. It's just I'll tell you this, Ben. I grew up with a ton of people around here. We're being really introspective about Utah today, but I grew up with a lot of people that blamed everything going wrong in their lives on living here.
Yeah.
And they go, right. Oh, I can't wait until I could just get out of this town.
Right.
I'm drowning here.
Yeah.
And then they do it and then start the timer on when they're back.
Correct.
And, you know, some people would leave and find happiness elsewhere. I'm not speaking
but it's not
in, with
because
a
they
broad
left
brush.
Utah.
It's because it's their
it's not
life.
The air they were
right.
breathing. Yeah. It's not the people they were around.
No.
Like, yeah.
It's their own self.
Sure.
Right?
And so this is goes back to your point about Tom Brady. Tom Brady went from Boston. Look, Tampa, I hate to be running down Tampa, is a downgrade from Boston. There's just not an argument, unless you're only about the taxes.
Or weather.
That it's a downgrade, that it's an upgrade from Boston. It just isn't, unfortunately. And still, Tom Brady is happy. Why? Because Tom Brady is happy. Tom Brady took his happiness from Boston to Tampa with him. Like, Tom legitimately seems like he enjoys Tom and his life and his kids and Giselle. And it sounds like he even gets along with his ex. Like, it sounds like there's some harmony going on in that man's life that followed him from Boston to Tampa, which is why you could throw that name out there. I'm just trying to find who's the most harmonious, who is the happiest athlete.
Who has it all.
That has the town, the team, the talent.
The market dollars or the marketing dollars, shoe deal, all that stuff that all matters. Because Oakley on Twitter, and you can always tweet us at Jake Scott's
Yeah, this is
at
a great
Ben's Hoops.
Weigh in.
Oakley says Steph Curry has got what all you guys are talking about right now.
You're exactly
no.
right. You don't
Incorrect.
Think so?
Uh-uh. Look into the story of why Steph Curry is with Under Armour and not Nike. Because Steph Curry went into his presentation with Nike. This is
he
an
did,
all-time
yes,
story.
Yes, yes.
He goes into his presentation with Nike, and the Nike rep there is like, we'd love to sign you, Steph.
Yep.
We think you're terrific. We love everything about you. I've put together a little PowerPoint here to demonstrate what we can do for you. And then clicked on the old PowerPoint, and you know what? On the front page, it said – it Kevin Durant's presentation.
Right.
The presentation was for Kevin Durant.
They didn't even change
they
it.
They didn't even change it.
They forgot to change the title on the name. Yeah.
And Steph Curry said, oh, how nice. I'm going to go over to Under Armour.
Correct.
I don't even care what kind of product they have. They at least know enough
they
about
know
me
yeah.
to put together a presentation that's actually made for me.
But Steph
Because Golden State are not the Lakers and never will be.
That's true. They won't be. Steph is the closest, maybe next to Giannis, and has a better city than Giannis has.
Steph right now should have the best shoe deal on the planet. More than LeBron.
He should.
He's got more value from a marketing standpoint
sure.
right now at this moment in time than anybody else.
No question.
And Nike couldn't even put the correct name onto a presentation.
But I would take that. I would accept Steph as maybe the athlete right now that has the best combination of talent,
okay.
team, town. The three T's, as I like to call it, that I just made that
Well,
up.
At least in American sports. I don't know enough about European
sure,
sports.
Sure, Messi.
Those people make
those
a lot of
Those guys going to, yeah, yes, these
know.
Super franchises. Right now. Yes, American sports right now. Like, I don't know who would be in the NFL. Well,
I still think it's Tom.
Yeah, it's probably Tom.
Picked,
but like,
you may not like Tampa, but he picked Tampa. He could have gone somewhere else.
But remember, he famously kind of subtweeted, to use a term that's been thrown around this week, the Raiders, that he wanted to go to the Raiders, and they also blew it. They did not make him feel loved enough, and he would have gone and won a Super Bowl with the Raiders already. He would have carried that Super Bowl talent to Oakland and now Las Vegas and would have had a championship there,
well,
and they didn't show him enough
he's
love.
Basically the GM, too. I mean, he's signing all his buddies there in Tampa. I
yes.
mean, he's the reason Gronk is still playing.
Correct. And good. But yes, I don't know if he has – I mean, Tampa is not comparable to San Francisco. Mm. It's not as good. So I'm just trying to find out who that perfect situation is right now in the NFL. Like – Aaron Rodgers hates the town and the team, apparently, right? Like, Aaron Rodgers is the greatest player on earth right now and hates everything. He's the unhappiest person.
You know who?
Shailene Woodley doesn't live in Green Bay. She doesn't live
Denver.
In Milwaukee. She lives in Denver?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, oh, so that's why he's moving to Denver. That's the rumor.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about this? The answer might be Dak, because he's in a way better situation
sure.
than he probably deserves.
Correct.
He's and not to say Dak isn't a good quarterback, but to be the quarterback of the Cowboys.
But he's missing one of the T's, which is the talent. He
yeah.
doesn't have Tom Brady's talent. Like, he's not the best player in the best city on the best team. There is an argument right now that Steph's the best player in the world, playing on the best team in the world, in one of the best towns in the world. But there's very few, yes, Jeter, where, you know, I'm not the baseball diehard. I'm sure there were people that would always say there were better players than Jeter in Major League Baseball. Of course, there probably were. But he was the Yankees. They were winning World Series, and he was the face, and he was really good.
He was really good, and he might be the most overrated baseball player of all time for the reasons that we're talking
sure,
about.
Sure, exactly, but that's fine. You, if you win titles, who cares if you're overrated?
Win titles, everybody calls him a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, legend,
yeah.
No. But... He was the darling of the – listen,
sure.
he was washed up in his career when the Yankees signed Alex Rodriguez, the best player in
Correct.
Baseball. Who moved positions?
Correct. Yes. But even then, A-Rod's
Alex,
a good example.
We're going to need you to slide over to third. But Derek Jeter's 105 years old and can barely make the throw now.
Isn't A-Rod kind of an interesting example of this situation, though, which is A-Rod was the best player in the world, was the highest paid player in the world,
and he's
did
the one
go
who
play
moved.
For the greatest team. And also, like, wasn't ever all that content or loved playing in New York.
No.
People even in New York didn't love Alex the way they loved Derek Jeter.
Right.
Like, we talk about tribalism within teams to pick players and separate. Like, it wasn't Jeter and A-Rod. It was Jeter or A-Rod.
Well, that's because Jeter had the advantage of coming up with the Yankees. That is the thing. Fans love the homegrown player. Fans love the player, you know. Jazz fans love Rudy and Donovan in part because they're their guys. Alex Rodriguez was never a Yankee. He was just
Correct.
A mercenary player.
Correct.
And that's why
And people love Jeter to the point where they will kill for Derek Jeter. Like, that he is untouchable in
right.
the eyes of some Yankee fans.
I think that Michael Jordan will always be the GOAT in the NBA. I shouldn't say always, but will be when the debate with LeBron
yes.
and Michael. Michael will always be more loved because Michael did it in one spot.
100%.
And athletes often want to ignore that, and you can, you know, still have your cake and eat it too and move everywhere. But
yeah.
you will never be as loved, and there's nothing that they can do about that. You will
Correct.
Never
You're
be
right.
as loved if you bounce around to four franchises or more in your, you know, three, even
100%.
Two.
Right. And people say, well, Jordan played for the Wizards. It's like, that doesn't – nobody thinks
I'm
about that
the
same way
the
LeBron did. Yes, LeBron right. was moving around three times.
I'm not
prime.
Talking about Hakeem on the Raptors or whatever. I'm not talking about the Twilight
the good
move.
Years.
Yeah. Karl Malone is always – he might as well have played with the Jazz for his entire career because nobody even remembers the Lakers part. And he almost won a title.
Yeah, he almost won a title.
And he almost won a title. So I don't think, you know, the player, if they want the marketing dollars, moving around's fine. If they want the love, the true love, I think you got to stay somewhere the whole time.
But man, even Shaq, like, wasn't happy. Like, Shaq and Kobe, it was Shaq or Kobe. Like, it was not this awesome relationship. Clearly, it wasn't
well,
an awesome relationship.
Well, Shaq left an
people.
NBA Finals team to go to L.A.
Yeah. I know Kobe at one point was the best player on the earth, on the best team, in the best town. Kobe had it for a couple of years with Powell and with right. Andrew Bynum and was winning the titles and was the best player in the world and was you know, and then some people may argue LeBron was still even better, but as far as close as you can get to being in your prime, top of the best, you know, of the best, Kobe was there most recently in the NBA.
And Kobe's probably, well, I don't even know if you can have this any opinion anymore, but I'm not sure Kobe was as good as his reputation. Trying to put this delicately because I'm certainly not trying to trample on the deceased and what a tragic thing. But, you know, when people talk about the ranking of best players ever, Kobe's probably ranked higher than he should because of what we're talking about.
100%. He's not a better player than Tim Duncan.
Right. Is that – I hope I'm not being disrespectful here, but that's
no,
what I'm
trying. No, if we're talking on the court.
Right.
If we're talking on the court, like I would have Tim Duncan as a better basketball player than Kobe Bryant.
Right.
No question about
but
it.
But the vast majority of NBA fans would probably
like, no,
go,
oh,
like,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Right.
It's not. But you're right, because he was in Los Angeles. Whereas if Tim Duncan, and part of what made him special is when he played his whole career in San Antonio, to your point, if he had done that in Miami or in New York or wherever, major city, you know, we would be looking at Duncan as one of the four or five best players of all yeah. time. You know, up there with Magic, up there past Larry Bird, and I don't think most people have him there, but probably belongs there.
Joshua tweets in and says, what about Ja Morant right now? See, I don't know what Ja wants, because if he wants to be marketed and truly be a superstar, he's got to go somewhere
this
else.
This goes back to our point of it's pretty safe. Here's the thing about what Tim McMahon and Brian Windhorst said. It's pretty safe to say that about Donovan Mitchell, right?
Yep.
Because you and I can very safely say, you know what? I'd be surprised if in 6 years Ja Morant's on the Memphis Grizzlies. It's just
it's the same
hard
thing.
To be yep. a superstar in Memphis. It's yep. just hard to be. Mike Conley kind of outgrew Memphis and was more Tim Duncan than he was Kobe Bryant. So he liked being in Memphis. He liked being the guy. He liked being the face. He liked being the greatest player in that franchise's history. It just so happened that like it kind of the timeline stopped matching up with one another and they needed to move on from him and he needed a better chance to go win elsewhere. But it's hard to be a superstar in Memphis.
Yep.
And Ja Morant's going to have a hard time. He's gonna outgrow that team, unfortunately.
It's hard to be an all-star in Memphis.
Yeah.
Those are some great Memphis teams, and Mike Conley...
didn't make it until he got to Utah,
right.
of all places. You know who's never played on Christmas Day? The Memphis Grizzlies. Now, that will change because Ja is there.
Right.
He's a big
and
enough Ja,
better,
he'll get them on Christmas
and,
Day.
And part of that is Memphis has made some bad decisions
but
along
like,
the way.
Man, they made a Western
good, but...
Conference Finals. You couldn't put them on Christmas? They had awesome teams with Ja. They had a Hall of... They have... with Mike Conley, they have a Hall of Famer in Marc Gasol. And you couldn't put him on nationally televised games? Like, that's tough. It's hard to be Ja Morant and say, like, yeah, I think I'm going to maximize my lifestyle and the type of talent they can put around me to win when I'm in Memphis.
And everyone respected those Memphis teams. See, that's
beloved.
The different part about it. Everybody respected those Memphis teams and appreciated how well they played. Nobody bought Mike Conley's shoes.
Correct.
Nobody was voting for him for All-Star.
Ever.
I have no doubt that Donovan is grumpy about being so low on the All-Star votes list.
Of course. Yeah.
Karl Malone would never have gotten as many All-Star starts as he did in today's day and age with
no.
social media voting
no.
and all that stuff.
Yeah, the way it works now.
The way it works now. He yep. never would have been voted. Because when we were a kid and we were punching out the little hole things, I don't know about you, but I always thought like, this is important. I've got
right.
who are the best players, this and that. Now it's all about marketing.
Correct.
And Donovan's never going to be number one on that list, no matter how good he is. And so he either cares about that or he doesn't. And if he did care about that, could you blame him?
No. That's what the league is. That's what we've turned the NBA into.
It's what it always was, but yeah.
We've perfected it.
Let's give tickets away. Good idea, Megan. What do you say? 12th caller right now, 855-340-ZONE, 855-340-ZONE. Be the 12th caller right now, and you're going to the game tonight, Jazz and Rockets. Top three stories at KSLSports.com coming up next, 97.5 and 1280 The Zone. Jazz at 30 update here on Jake and Ben. Jazz take on the Rockets tonight here at Vivint Arena. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. Here's Coach Quinn Snyder on what Rudy Gobert has improved on to become such a focal part of the lineup.
There are so many times where, you know, he creates something for someone else so that when our guys have an opportunity to use him, they're aware of it. Rudy's using his length more to play more vertically before he gets the ball, not just on rolls and jumping, but he's doing a much better job of not sealing too soon where it's easier to get him the ball, where he's using his height and his length. And then the other thing is when he's gotten it, you know, he's not going so quickly. It's something he's worked on. He's going a little bit slower, which I think gives him more force. He's lower. When he's got the ball down there, he's more conscious of going through people and getting fouled.
This update is brought to you by Five Star Painting. Refresh the inside or outside of your home with Five Star Experience. Five Star Painting. They've got the time, skills, and tools. FiveStarPainting.com. That's FiveStarPainting.com.
Who's got it better than us?
No!
Your home for the best sports coverage in Utah. You're listening to Jake Scott and Ben Anderson on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Jake and Ben, 97.5 and 1280 The Zone. Ben, it is a Wednesday. That means it's a win ticket Wednesday.
Do you want to do this now, Megan? Or do you want to do it at the end of the segment? Because you got to do the top three stories and you're going to be on the air with us. What's easier for you?
I am fine either way. I can multitask.
What? I can't. So I'm trying to be extra careful because I can't do more than one thing at a time.
I think we should give them away because I'm remembering to do it now.
That's okay. Not
a guarantee
right.
In the future.
Okay.
855-340-ZONE, 12th caller right now. You're going to go see the Utah Grizzlies taking on the Allen Americans on January 21st. It's a family four-pack. So take the fam out there to the Maverick Center. Be the 12th caller right now, 855-340-ZONE.
Special shout-out to my guy Tyson Whiting, the play-by-play voice, the crowbar of the Utah Grizzlies. There's no single person on earth, and I mean this with all sincerity, that I'm happier to see them have success than Tyson Whiting.
Awesome. Shout out to Tyson.
Shout out to Tyson, the voice of the Grizzlies.
All right, Megan, why don't we do this before you answer those phones? It's time for the top three stories today at KSLSports.com, and it's brought to you each and every day by our friends at J. Brooks Jewelers. All right, Megan.
Number one.
Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gay both out. What does that mean for tonight's game against the Rockets?
Donovan Mitchell has a concussion. Jake Scott. Rudy Gay is out with a heel injury, a heel soreness, and of course, Hassan Whiteside is still in the NBA's health and safety protocols. So Jazz are very shorthanded in the front court, and, you know, missing a significant piece, their best player in the backcourt, Donovan Mitchell.
I think they should still beat the Rockets. They should have still beat the Detroit Pistons
yes,
last week.
Yeah.
They should have
beat the Lakers.
Beat the Rockets.
Yeah,
I'll say that. It's not going to be easy without Donovan Mitchell, certainly, and Rudy Gay. But they should still be able to beat the Rockets.
Their desperation alone should carry them over the Rockets. This team,
okay.
This team better be playing desperate. If they're like serious about fixing this, and I don't, you know, again, we're going to get to the postseason, and if they win the first round series or win a second round series, nobody is going to remember January 12th to January 19th and all the hijinks that went with it. Nobody's going to care. We're all going to forget about it. But if they don't, we will look back at this and say that was the beginning of things falling apart. That was the beginning of recognizing there were still weaknesses on this team that hadn't been addressed and hadn't been fixed. So you need to fix them now so you can't go back and second guess yourself. You got to fix them now, and you fix them with a little bit of desperation.
Yeah. Well, I certainly agree with that. The Jazz need to go out and play well. Everybody needs to play well. That was the thing against the Lakers game. We talked about this yesterday. Defense, effort, all that stuff that hasn't always been there, it was there against the Lakers.
Yeah.
They just couldn't throw it in the ocean.
Correct.
And then they stopped passing, yeah. which then it went from bad to worse.
Which is a result of not making shots, right? Like, if you don't trust that you're going to kick the ball out and the shot's going to go in, you're going to try and get your own.
Sure.
So, or worst case scenario, which is a guy like Jordan Clarkson, who, you know, I think is obviously an incredibly good basketball player, but he doesn't see the ball go in from three, and then he starts over dribbling and getting into the paint, and then he takes really tough fadeaway shots against guys he thinks he has a mismatch over. Like, they do feed into one another. So, yeah, the Jazz just need a night where they hit 19 threes, and it's easy. Now, I don't know if that actually fixes anything, but sometimes you just need a win to get the nasty taste out of your mouth.
Yeah, I could see that. Plus, there's something to, you know, like the Denver game a couple of weeks ago, there's something to winning shorthanded that's galvanizing.
I think 100%.
Yeah.
And then, you know what, you need to turn, more importantly, is going to be what happens next week, not to put the cart before the horse, because you need to beat Houston and you need to beat Detroit. But man, after those two teams, you play Golden State, Phoenix, and Memphis. Well, those just happen to be the three best teams in the Western Conference, so that's going to be really where we find out what this Jazz team is made of. Unfortunately, you go Golden State and Phoenix back-to-back. That's pretty brutal.
That's rough. All right, let's move on to number two. Megan.
She's multitasking.
I know she is. She's doing a great job.
Number two.
Local NFL players advance to divisional round with wild card wins.
Jake? Got a fun NFL weekend coming up, as we've talked about. It's going to be exciting to see who ends up emerging. But yes, as we continue to do Kyle Ireland, who we're trying to get on the show today. Apparently, it's his day off, so we're going to try and catch up with him coming up. But there are still a lot of local players that are still playing. Kylie Fitz, linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. Well, I guess they're not alive anymore, right? The Cardinals bounced. Lucky Fotu also out. But you look at some of the players that are advancing. How about star Lotu Lele still getting it done in the NFL? Like, he was the guy in Utah. Feels like generations ago. Like, it's surprising that was even a Pac-12 team when he was dominating the D-line.
Well, he still played a year in the Mountain West, I think.
Did he?
Yes, because he was certainly on the Pac-12, the first Pac-12 team, because I covered the Sun Bowl, and I sat next to a scout from the NFL, and I said, who are you looking at? And he said, pretty much one player, this star fella. And then I think Star played the next year, and then the rest is history. But it's because he plays in an incredibly important position, and he's always been good at it. And so, you know, you look at
Am I being ignorant? Is he the last first-round draft pick for the Utes? Is there somebody I'm missing that's obvious?
No, that might be it.
I think he was the last first-round draft pick for the Utes, and now it'll be Devin Lloyd this year.
There's a reason, like your guy, Highland Ram, Haloti Ngata, now he's one of the best ever at it. But how many years in the league did he play? Over 10.
Probably 12, 13, 14.
Because he plays just that position is so important. And if if you can play, you can stick around because there's not a lot of people that can.
Yes. And you know, it's not based purely on your athleticism. Now, that's not to say that Haloti wasn't a freak athlete or that Vince Wilfork wasn't a freak athlete, but it also helps that they were 300 pounds. Yeah. You know, moved their legs pretty well. But hey, yeah, a lot of local players still alive and
playing.
Eric Weddle's still alive and playing. Fred Warner's still alive and playing with the 49ers. Unfortunately, Van Noy not out there anymore. But, I mean, Zane Anderson, the safety with the Kansas City Chiefs. Daniel Sorensen, still playing as well. Dirty Dan. So, yeah, there's a lot of local interest still. But even more important than the local interest is just the quality of the games. This is going to be fun. The weekend coming up of football is going to be incredible again. And I do love in the playoffs that we get it Saturday and Sunday. I don't mind that they separate it out and make it a whole event over the
weekend. Oh, no, I think they should. You know, with no college football, why not?
Mitch Wishnowsky, also still out there. Played a big role for the 49ers. I mean, and continue as will Matt Gay for the Rams. So
those two were really good when they were at Utah. That run of kickers / punters that Witt had at Utah was pretty.
If we're talking about local players in the NFL, who's most likely to be a hero in one of these games?
Matt Gay probably is the answer.
Matt Gay or Fred Warner is going to be one of the two. Like, Fred Warner is so talented, he could be the, you know, pick six in a playoff game.
Is he going to play?
Yeah, it depends if his ankle is good or not. Yeah. But, yeah, Matt Gay is the guy who's most likely to hit a 50-yarder to win a game and, you know, send your team to the Super Bowl. Like, he has that type of potential to end up being an all-time kicker just based on a moment alone, not just what he's done necessarily throughout his career.
All right, let's move on to number three.
Number three.
2022 will be the year of the wide receiver for BYU.
BYU's got a ton of young talent, but yes, a bunch of wide receivers going to be coming back for BYU. Maybe most notably, Gunnar Romney deciding to come back and play at BYU is going to be a huge addition to that team.
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of, you know, BYU has had some great receivers come through, but recently we haven't necessarily thought of them as a deep receiving core. I mean, they've had some top-end guys that have been really good, but, you know.
But they've kind of usually had one guy.
Like Cody Hoffman.
Yes.
Was the dude. And then from there, and I'm not trying to slide anybody, but it wasn't necessarily like.
Yes.
I mean, I guess you had Pitta and Austin Colley there at the same time, but that was also like one of the glory day runs of BYU football. They were so good during that. So anyway, if they can be deep and talented at that position, I think BYU is going to be really good. Because I think Jaren Hall is really good, but I don't know. He's not Zach Wilson good.
No.
So the more weapons that you can surround that guy with,
then
the
you
better.
You got Puka Nacua, you got Gunnar Romney out there. It's going to be a very good receiving core for BYU again. They're going to be really good.
Like, Brian Johnson wasn't Alex Smith, so Brian really leaned on really great players that were around him.
Yes. 100%.
Getting them the ball in a place to make some plays.
Anyways, you can read that article at kslsports.com by Mitch Harper. More on the wide receivers at
our guy
at
Mitch?
BYU. Of course.
Have you talked to him about stiffing the show lately?
No. He stiffed us too many times. So stop calling him.
Should we ban him?
No, I should just text him. I do it on our Teams thing that we have on our computers, and you know, sometimes you don't hear it in the morning or you're not on yet. So it's better to just text him. I'll text him.
Should we complain to Nate?
Go above his head?
Yeah.
And punish him for it?
Right.
I don't know if we're that important. In fact, I do know we are not that
important.
We're
not that important, so it wouldn't be listened to? I guess if we were important, Mitch would come on the show to begin with.
We got big timed by two KSL sports people today, Jake. What are we throwing Mitch under the bus for? We got big timed by two other KSLsports.com people today.
Oh, wait. Technically, one of them's just KSL television.
He writes for KSLsports.com occasionally.
I guess that's true.
He's in the KSL sports umbrella. We're not going to throw him under the bus.
But he's also got a long, lonely trip in front of him, so don't blame him there, I guess. But yeah, no, good point, Ben. We aren't that important, which is kind of nice in a way.
Oh, my goodness. There's nothing better in your life than realizing at some point you don't matter. That is so freeing. That is so freeing. The only value I have is as a father. Everything else, dust.
That's a good point.
Dust. The one thing I can't fail at, being a dad. Fail at everything else. It's fine.
Whatever. We'll get by.
I don't want to fail. I'm not trying to fail my bosses here. I'm trying to do the best job I can. Clearly, I come to work every day. Jake, you come to work every day. You work hard. You work late nights. We're trying the best we can. The one thing we absolutely cannot fail is his parents.
The parenting.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure, actually.
But it's freedom.
It's not freedom elsewhere.
Fine.
No, I'm just terrified. I'm just going to mess up my children.
You only got a couple years left of being a parent.
A couple.
They turn 10 and they do whatever they want. You lose control at that point.
Stay tuned. Get you ready for Hans and Scotty coming up next. 97.5 and 1280 The Zone.
The sports you love. The teams you can't live without.
Get a sense of urgency!
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier.
Yeah. Wait, this can't be a thing. Jake and Ben, 97.5 and 1280 The Zone. I've got no further on this than just the headline. Man donates his kidney to save the life of his girlfriend's mom. Girlfriend dumps him a month later and marries someone else.
We literally talked about this yesterday with a former Jazz player.
Oh, I thought you meant you and I did.
No, not donating kidneys. We talked about athletes who find themselves in this situation where they donate time or effort and lose it.
Come on. You got to give them more than a month.
What's the problem?
What do you mean, what's the problem? You saved
your
mom's life.
Correct. That's that daughter's job. She saved her mom's life. Thanks,
no,
guy
the,
with
the
one
boyfriend
kidney.
Did.
We appreciate you. No. The daughter did. The daughter sacrificed to get this kidney from this guy.
Put up with the guy for an extra month.
Got the kidney and bounced. There's nothing wrong with that. Predatory organ harvesting is something you got to look out for in today's date. It's why Tinder's dangerous. You never know who's DMing you on Tinder, because sometimes they're predatory organ harvesters.
They just need a kidney.
For their mom. So I'm saying online dating's out of control.
That's how you wake up without an eyeball. Somebody needed that cornea.
How'd you lose your eye? Online dating. Bumble.
It's dangerous out there.
It's tough. Yeah, you got to be careful.
Oh, so what do you do to screen that? Ask questions like,
how are your mom's kidneys?
How are you with a scalpel?
Is your mom on dialysis?
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's dark. That's grim.
So apparently a kidney buys you a month. Who knew?
It's tough, man. There's a lot of competition out there. You got to be willing to give up a kidney just for 1 month during cuffing season just to, like, feel close to somebody.
Okay, let me ask you this as a single person.
Okay.
Let's say you really, you know, caught the love bug.
Okay.
You're dating for a couple of months. Long enough that you think there something might go somewhere. She comes to you and says, my mom needs a kidney. What do you think? Your response is what?
Oof.
Because if you say no, you're probably damaging the relationship, right? But if you say yes, it's still your kidney.
Man, there are some really close relationships between in-laws and parents, you know, or whatever,
sure.
You know, the partner.
Sure, but this is just dating.
Yeah, dating. I don't think you can give a kidney before you give a wedding ring. I think that's a general rule of thumb, right? You can't give an organ without a wedding ring. And you know what? Here's my take.
What? You want the milk for free?
Oh, well, here's the milk is the kidney in this.
In this situation.
Is it better to give a wedding ring and also a kidney, or do you need to be given a wedding ring to give the kidney back? I'm probably not giving someone a kidney unless I've also given them the wedding ring. Because I don't trust, if they ask me to marry them and they give me a wedding ring, they may have only wanted my kidney in return. It has to be two selfless acts. This can't be a net zero ball game because I don't think
you have to want me and the kidney, not just the kidney.
Well, no, I have to want you and to want to give you my kidney. I get why you want me. You want my kidneys. You may not want me. You want my kidneys. You want my organs. So you give me the wedding ring in exchange for a kidney. I think that's dangerous. That's scary.
So in a sick, twisted kind of way, it's similar to if you've got a bunch of money, be skeptical on
why
you marry.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's your property. It's your private property.
Like Dirk Nowitzki almost married that swindler. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The gal who was inventing a life or just to be married, or they were engaged, right? Until it all unwound.
So yeah, you got to be really careful.
Got to be careful. But in this case, it's about organs, not money.
As Marshawn Lynch famously said, protect your chickens. And your chickens
whatever that is.
Your chickens are a placeholder. Your money, your kids, your family, your wealth, your kidneys. Protect your chickens is one of the great lines in history.
But if this hypothetical girlfriend, Ben, did ask you for the kidney, I mean, that's a way to either take the relationship to the next level or just end it, right?
So it's just a lot. There's just a lot going on in the world right now, Jake, if they're coming for your kidneys.
So you know what? When you do meet somebody, Ben, instead of asking, are you in love with her, I'm going to say, are you kidney in love with her?
Yes.
That's going to be the standard from
right.
here on out.
Right. What is it Facebook official? The new Facebook official, is it kidney official?
Is
she kidney worthy?
Is she kidney worthy?
Is she kidney worthy?
Would you give her mom your kidney?
Ah, and that's the question. Is her mom kidney
Not even
worthy?
Her. It's her mother.
I would like to think of myself as a good person, but there's very little evidence of it. So I don't know. What organ would you be willing to give up? Like, kidney's the obvious one, right? You get two of them.
Well, it'd be an organ I could live without, obviously.
Yeah, right. But like, it's a lot. It's a lot of chickens.
Imagine girlfriend coming to you. My mom's going to need your heart. So
I need that one, actually.
real quick here before we say goodbye and turn it over to Hans and Scotty. Chris tweeted in about an hour ago, and I didn't want to read it until now because we've gotten through the entire show. But Chris says, we are an hour into today's show, and I haven't heard Ben's pronouncement that his tweet was liked by Gabrielle Union. What is wrong with the universe today? We made it a whole show, Chris. We made it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We made it, Megan. Make note, we made it.
I don't
the whole show.
I don't live
Ben
in the
did
past.
Not mention that his tweet was liked by Gabrielle.
I don't
Union.
Live in the past. But the next time it happens, I promise you, you will know about it.
Hans and Scotty next, 97.5 and 1280 The Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.